of St. Basil the Great. As I rise from sleep, I thank thee, O Holy Trinity, for through thy great goodness and patience thou wast not angered with me, an idler and a sinner, nor hast thou destroyed me and my sins, but hast shown thy usual love for men. And when I was prostrate in despair, thou hast raised me to keep this morning watch and glorify thy power. And now enlighten my mind's eye and open my mouth to study thy words and understand thy commandments and do thy will and sing to thee in heartfelt adoration and praise thy most holy name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As once you ransomed your people from Egypt and led them to freedom in the promised land, so now you have delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your risen Son. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day you have made, and praise you for your mighty acts. Blessed be Father, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. The psalm set for today is 138. The psalms are the songs God has given us for our soul to learn to sing. Your loving kindness, O Lord, endures forever. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise to you. I will bow down towards your holy temple and praise your name because of your love and faithfulness. For you have glorified your name and your word above all things. In the day that I called to you, you answered me. You put new strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, that great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, he watches over the lowly. As for the proud, he regards them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will preserve me. You will stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand will save me. The Lord shall make good his purpose for me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the works of your hands. Your loving kindness, chesed, O Lord, endures forever. Psalm 149, sound praises to the Lord, all the earth. Alleluia, O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praise in the congregation of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and lyre. For the Lord has pleasure in his people and adorns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful be joyful in glory. Let them rejoice in their ranks with the praises of God in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment decreed. Such honour have all his faithful servants. Alleluia. Sing praise to the Lord, all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And once again in the Psalms, we find ourselves with psalms of violence and imprecation, which we need to read and sing through the new covenant, the Holy Spirit. The struggle is a struggle not with people, but with the demons, with the spirits of evil, with Satan. As Christ struggled with Satan on our behalf, so do we too. And the swords we use is the sword of the Spirit. Our first reading is Numbers, chapter 14. Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night. And all the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become booty. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let's choose a captain and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the Israelites, and Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh, who were amongst those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they said to all the congregation of the Israelites, "The land we went through as spies is exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are no more than bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." But the whole congregation threatened to stone them. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of the meeting to all the Israelites. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will this people despise me? And how long will they refuse to believe in me, in spite of all the signs that I have done among them? I will strike them with pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they." But Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear of it. For in your might you brought up this people from among them, and they will tell the inhabitants of the land that they have heard you, O Lord, in the midst of this people. For you, O Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them, and you go in front of them, in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Now if you kill this people all at one time, then the nations who've heard about you will say, 'It is because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land he swore to give them, that he has slaughtered them in the wilderness.' And now therefore let the power of the Lord be great, in the way you promised when you spoke, saying, 'The Lord is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, forgiving iniquity and transgression, but by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the parents upon their children to the third and fourth generation. So, Lord, forgive the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of your steadfast love, just as you have pardoned this people from Egypt, even until now.'" And then the Lord said, "I do forgive, just as you have asked. Nevertheless, as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, none of the people who have seen my glory and the signs that I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and yet have tested me these 10 times and have not obeyed my voice, none of them shall see the land that I swore to give to their ancestors. None of those who despised me shall see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me wholeheartedly. I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it. Now, since the Amalekites and the Canaanites live in the valleys, turn tomorrow and set out for the wilderness by the way to the Red Sea. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed. Alleluia. I will sing to the Lord who has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. This is my God, whom I will praise, the God of my forebears, whom I will exalt. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. At the blast of your nostrils, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed, and by your invincible strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. You will bring them in and plant them, O Lord, in the sanctuary which your hands have established. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed. Alleluia. Lord, give us an obedient spirit. Second reading is from St. Luke, chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. One Sabbath, while Jesus was going through the cornfields, his disciples plucked some heads of grain, rubbed them in their hands, and ate them. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and gave some to his companions. And then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.' On another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might find an accusation against him. Even though he knew what they were thinking, he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Come and stand here.' He got up and stood there. And then Jesus said to them, 'I ask you, is it lawful to do good or harm on the Sabbath, to save life or destroy it?' And after looking round at all of them, he said to him, 'Stretch out your hand.' He did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Christ is risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Death is swallowed up in victory. The trumpet will sound, and the dead shall be raised. Where, O death, is your sting? We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? The Gospel Canticle is the song of Christ's glory. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Christ Jesus was in the form of God, in morphe theou, but he did not cling to equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in our human likeness. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory to you, God, my Father, who created me. Glory to you, Jesus, the Son of God, who saved me. Glory to you, Holy Spirit, the presence of God, who transforms me. Glory to you, one God, now and unto the ages of ages. Amen. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. We come to our reading from the Fathers, which today is from St. Augustine's commentary on St. John's Gospel. St. Augustine speaks to us. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me." Do not imagine you are being drawn to God against your will, for the mind can also be drawn by love. Nor should we be afraid of being criticized by those who interpret the words of Scripture too literally, and are quite incapable of grasping the divine truth they contain. Such folk might object to these words, saying, "How can I believe of my own free will if I am being drawn?" In reply to which I say this: you are being drawn not merely by your free will, but also by delight. But, asks St. Augustine, what does it mean to be drawn by delight? In the Psalms it is written, "Let the Lord be your delight, and he will grant you the desires of your heart." And one of our own poets has also said, "Everyone is drawn by his own dear delight." Note, not by necessity, but by delight. Not by compulsion, but by pleasure. So there is all the more reason to suppose that when people delight in truth, in all that is worthwhile, in righteousness, in the prospect of eternal life, they are in fact being drawn by Christ himself, for Christ is all these things. Must we assume that although the bodily senses have their delights, the mind is not permitted any? If the soul has no delights, how is it that Scripture says, "All nations will take refuge in the shadow of your wings"? They will feast on the abundance of your house, and you will give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Show me a lover, for lovers understand what I am talking about. Show me someone who wants something, someone who's hungry, someone who's a pilgrim in this wilderness, thirsting and panting for the fountains of their eternal home. Show me such a person. He or she will understand what I'm saying. But if I'm speaking to those without feeling, then they will not know what I'm talking about. Offer a handful of green grass to sheep, and you'll see it is drawn towards you. Show a boy some nuts, and he is enticed. The child is drawn by the things he wants to grasp, drawn because he wants them, drawn without physical coercion, drawn simply by the pull of his own appetite. If, then, the things that lovers see as the delights and pleasures of the earth can draw them, because it is true that everyone is drawn by his own dear delight, then does not Christ draw us when he is revealed by the Father? What does the mind desire more strongly than truth? For what does it have? An insatiable appetite. Why is it so concerned to cleanse its palate for discerning the truth, unless it is that it may eat and drink wisdom, righteousness, truth, and eternity? In this life we do indeed hunger, but our hopes are fixed on the hereafter, when we shall be satisfied. In the Gospel, Christ speaks both to our present experience when he says, both of our present experience, when he says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness," and also for our future hope, when he says, "For they shall be satisfied." And we should also note that when he said, "No one comes to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me," he immediately added, "And I shall raise them up on the last day. I will give them the thing that they love. I will give them all they hope for. They will behold what they believe but do not see. They will eat what they hunger for and be filled with that for which they thirst. When? At the resurrection of the dead. For I will raise them up on the last day." And what Augustine was talking about was also written about by C.S. Lewis when he took the German romantic term Sehnsucht, which was longing. And he used exactly the arguments of C.S. Lewis, that God has placed this appetite for truth and love and holiness and meaning and belonging in our heart. And through this appetite, all people are drawn to him, and some respond. And so we come to our prayers. For the Lord has given us a delight in praying. Today is a day when we remember the martyrs of the Reformation, when the spirit of reform was turned into a spirit of nationalism and hatred and vengeance, and Christians executed Christians, when misunderstanding was piled upon misunderstanding and fueled by hate. And still today, we continue these hatreds and misunderstandings between Catholics and Protestants. May the Lord grant us a vision of his deeper truth and the capacity to understand one another's vocations and be drawn into one united church. Merciful God, who when your church on earth was torn apart by the ravages of sin, raised up men and women in this land who witnessed to their faith with courage and constancy, give to your church that peace which is your will, and grant that those who have been divided on earth may be reconciled both on earth and in heaven, and share together in the vision of your glory, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And let us today pray more than ever for the unity of the Church, for the unity of the Orthodox, for the Catholics, for the Protestants, for the Pentecostals. Lord, draw all the charisms of your Spirit together into one obedient Church, one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. Forgive us our prejudices and our blindnesses. Forgive us our ignorance and our hatreds. Heal our hearts, O Lord, that your body may be mended, to the glory of Christ our Saviour. Amen. We pray for the leaders of this world, that they may be restrained in acts of evil, and led by the Spirit, and used as instruments of the living God in acts of goodness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember before you our friends and our families, and we pray for all the people you send us to today. May all our conversations be hallowed. May we bring Christ in our hearts. May we be a blessing to those who need your love and your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember before you all who suffer, all who are covered by pain, and ask for your help, for your healing, for your love. Lord, bless our tasks today. May each one be done with love and with gratitude, and so become holy. And so we pray as you taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, artos epiusios, and forgive us our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and unto the ages of ages. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. so go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honour everyone. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.